Hi, I'm Father Matthew Green, parochial vicar at Holy Family Parish on beautiful Cape Ann, north of Boston, and I'm here today to send to you another one of my daily homilies as part of my regular homily casts. And whether you're a regular listener or someone who's listening for the first time, I hope the Holy Spirit is able to work through my words, through this humble instrument, to bring you some inspiration today. And without further ado, here's the homily. Our gospel reading today contains one of those bits of perennial wisdom that we can apply in many different ways in our lives, that by their fruits you will know them. And I think we see a good example of that in the first reading, or rather the consequences of an example of that in the first reading. The king that we heard about in the first reading was reading the book of the law that had been kind of stashed away in the temple because this king's father and grandfather had turned away from the God of Israel and had turned to pagan gods. And as a result, their culture and, their community had really fallen into some terrible things. This king's grandfather had sacrificed his own child to a pagan god, and had set up all these altars to pagan gods, and apparently killed many innocent people. It just really led to a decline of their civilization. And so, at this point, having seen where they were at, you know, they rediscovered the law of the Lord, and that's why the king rends his garments, and he says, "The anger of the Lord has been set furiously ablaze against us, because our fathers did not obey the stipulations of this book." They saw the fruits of turning away from God that they led to terrible forms of deviation in the behavior of the society. This principle, as I said before, is one we can apply in many ways and throughout history. It's a perennial principle. And if we look at our own culture today, we can see we have some pretty bad things going on, and we have to look at and see where the causes of those are. But while it's easy for us sometimes to look at the culture and say, well, look, we've got all these problems in our culture and we can try to analyze the problems and try to put solutions to them, really the first solution to the problems of our culture are the problems in our own lives. So we have to look at our own lives and say, well, what kind of fruits am I bearing? And I think all of us bear mixed fruit to some extent. Some things we do lead us to be generous, that lead us to be truly Christian in our love and our generosity and our service of others. And there are other things that lead us in other directions. And so in our own lives, it's important for us to look at what circumstances lead us to bear good fruit and what ones lead us to bear bad fruit. In other words, we have to be wary of what are traditionally called the near occasions of sin. You know, sometimes we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, we keep confessing the same thing over and over again, at least I do, and I know I'm not the only one. And then sometimes we say, well, why am I not making any progress with this sin? Why is it that I continue to do whatever it is that we continue to do, to gossip or to lie or to whatever it is that we do? And we have to look and say, well, what are the circumstances that make me do this or that make it more easy for me to do this? It brings to mind something, an example I may have used before, I don't remember. But years ago, I was going with some friends on a ferry out to, I think it was Block Island, or I don't remember where it was. But it was a rainy day. And so it was my father and I was a teenager at the time, and then a friend of my father's, and his son was considerably younger. And we were sitting there on the boat, and it's raining, so we're sitting inside. And the little boy was a little restless, and he kept running around and stomping in all the puddles. And he came up to his father and said, "Dad, my feet keep getting wet when I step in the puddles." You know, and so his dad looked at him and said, "Well, don't step in the puddles." And sometimes we're like that. Sometimes, you know, we keep sinning, we keep having the same problem. Even if it's not a huge thing, it's just a persistent sin maybe. We say, "I keep doing this, you know, every time I'm with these people, I keep gossiping." Well, what are you talking about with those people that leads you to the gossip? Or maybe you just shouldn't be with those people. Or every time I get on the internet, I end up looking at stuff I shouldn't be looking at. Well, when are you getting on the internet, and what gets you into that? Or you know, whatever, there are many different circumstances that can lead to sin in our lives. And we have to look at them and say, what are the fruits of these behaviors? And that's what was a key part of St. Ignatius of Loyola's conversion. You know, there's a time when he was ill, he was recuperating from some injuries, and he was in bed, and he was reading, and he'd read, on one hand, these very romantic and worldly books, and then he also would read the lives of the saints. And he realized that when he read the really worldly stuff, it was really exciting when he read it, but afterwards he always felt bad. He felt saddened, like he wanted something that he didn't have. And then when he read the lives of the saints, he was inspired, and afterwards he felt moved to do great things. And he said, well, I have to discern, you know, what's helping me and what's not helping me, right? And that helped him on his path to conversion. It was that process of discernment that's a very important part of Ignatian spirituality. So let's ask God to help us to examine our own lives, to see what become occasions of sin for us, what things bear bad fruit and therefore we should avoid, and what other things bring good fruit and things that we should therefore cultivate. What is it that helps us to really be the kind of person that God's calling us to be? What is it that leads us to a path of true sanctity in our lives? And thus, by becoming saints ourselves, we can help transform society.
That's all for today. I hope that you found this homily enlightening, or at the very least, interesting. And whether you disagree or agree with what I've said, I'd appreciate your feedback. So please feel free to leave a comment on my blog where I have posted this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast in iTunes and have a regular subscription and don't remember my website's address, just Google Father Matthew Green Perpetual Learner and you'll find the site. I hope to hear from you. And until later, God bless.